Hello, everybody. This is Chris McLaughlin from Stones Crossing Church, and welcome to the very first D Group Leader podcast. We are planning this D Group Leader podcast just to really get more of the information about what D groups are about, some leadership skills, some goals and big picture vision ideas, and then also some announcements. And we can do this all in what I'm thinking could be a weekly 10-minute podcast, something that you can listen to on the way to work or while you're cleaning the house or whatever you're doing. We want to do this quickly, but also get you great information that's going to be helpful and useful for you as you are leading your D group. And so what we're going to do today is this first one, this first podcast. What I want to do with it is really just lay out for you the big picture idea of what is a disciple, because the idea of what a disciple is actually going to shape what we're doing with our groups. We can't know the goals of our group unless we have in mind what this means to actually make a disciple and help people to grow in Christ likeness. And so I kind of want to just start here with just the idea of our church and why we exist as a church. See, it really goes back to Matthew 28 in the Great Commission, right? This is when Jesus, he's about to ascend to heaven and says, all authority in heaven, he says this to his disciples, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. So go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. And so the commission for the disciples of Christ at that time, here it says to make disciples of all nations and to teach them to observe all the things I've commanded. And this gets passed down from generation to generation throughout the church age, so that now we are at a place where we can take the message of the apostles and pass that along to the next generation. And that's what we're about. It really, we need to be about making disciples as a church. Now, this is where D groups come in, because we want our D groups then to be little microcosms of what the church is all about. And as we do this, what we're looking at happening is that we can see how passing down this idea of who Jesus is, what he's done for us, and then teaching people to observe these things can be done in a more relational way, done in a smaller community. And that way we can really help people to understand the message, to grasp it, and to live it out. Okay? So that's what D groups are really focused on. So the question is if we're really going to make disciples of all nations, as it says, we have to know what a disciple is. What is a disciple? Simply put, a disciple is a student, okay? If we were to take the broadest definition of it, it's just a student. It's someone who has intentionally placed themselves under the instruction of another. Now, disciples in the first century were everywhere, because there were all these different rabbis, all these different teachers who would have their disciples and they would follow this person or that person. And that was very commonplace in the first century. We don't use this word a lot today. Today, when we use the term disciple, we typically use it to refer to someone who is a disciple of Jesus Christ, or someone who is a Christian, someone who has intentionally placed themselves under the instruction of our Lord Jesus Christ. But just by understanding this term disciple as being a student, it actually gives us some characteristics of what this student or this disciple should be. I mean, you think about it for a second. A student is going to come at this with humility. A disciple is never going to presume to know more than their teacher, right? Their goal is to sit under the teaching of their master and to listen, to learn, and to grow. They're humble in the way that they are approaching this. The other thing that I think is characteristic of a disciple is how they are intentionally placing themselves under that teaching. In other words, there's a desire. There's a desire to listen, to learn, and to grow. Now, you might already start to think about people in your group that maybe are displaying these ideas, this humility and this desire to grow. And which is awesome. The people in your group should have those things, because these are things that God gives to his people, the humility to listen and grow under the teaching of Jesus Christ. So going back to God's word, but also this desire that they want this, they want to grow. I would say too that the converse is also true, that if someone says that they're a Christian and has no desire to pursue spiritual growth, to be honest, that's a red flag for me. This may mean that they do not fully understand that they're a sinner saved by grace, and therefore the message of the gospel is so much more important. It also tells me too that there's a lot of grace for leaders, because here's the thing. We as D group leaders, we can't force anyone to have any desire to grow in the knowledge of the Lord, right? We don't have that kind of power. We can't change people's heart towards that. It reminds me of this passage at the beginning of the Gospel of John. This is John chapter 1, verses 12 and 13. It says, "But to all who did receive him, to all who received Christ, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become the children of God." This is this salvation. And listen to what verse 13 says. That they were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. And I point out this "nor the will of man" idea because no person can force another person to desire to grow or to desire to be with the Lord. We can't do that. We don't have that kind of power, but God does. God has that power to change our hearts, right? And so so that's something that if maybe you know someone in your group who is lacking in that desire, that maybe that's something to start praying for and something to start really digging into a little bit with them, okay? So when we're talking about a disciple, those are really some of those characteristics that we see, this humility and this desire to learn and to grow. Now, when we talk about discipleship, then what we're really talking about is just the process by which we make disciples. That's all that we're talking about. It's really pretty simple. So discipleship, though, is going to have a couple of goals. And this is what I'd love to get to you guys today, is the idea of some of these goals of discipleship. Because we need to have these in mind as we're planning lessons, as we're praying for our groups, as we are talking with our groups when we're in our meetings and things like that. We have to have these goals constantly in mind. And this is based really right out of Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. And this is what it says. It says, this is Paul. He's writing to the church at Colossae. And he says, "Therefore, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving." Okay. There's a bunch of stuff in here that I want to point out. Look at the beginning of this passage in verse 6. He gives two goals for discipleship. He says, "Therefore, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord," so received Christ as Lord, that's the first one. We want to make sure that the people in our group really are Christians, that they have received Christ as Lord. That's the biggest thing, isn't it? That they that they've had that happen in their life. The second thing is right after that. It says, "So walk in Him." So walk in Him. It says, "Rooted and built up in Him and established in the faith." We are to, as disciples, live with Christ as Lord. So the two goals that we have is to receive Christ as Lord and to live with Christ as Lord, to receive Him and to live with Him as Lord. All right. I want you to notice how Paul parallels the two as well. He says, "As you receive Christ as Lord, so walk in Him." He's like, no, these are connected. These are connected. Well, how did we receive Christ as Lord? How did that happen? It happened through the message of the gospel. So therefore, the gospel message is the message that guides how we should walk in Him. We see this paralleled all over the place in Scripture, but I think this is what it's talking about here, that it's all connected together. So he says, another really important thing here at the end here, he says, "Just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving." Historically, Christianity has always been a knowledge tradition. And so as he says here, just as you were taught. It's going back to this idea that we are taking the apostles' teaching and we're passing it down from generation to generation. And so it was taught to the Colossians. And then the Colossians then are to take that and to pass it on to the next generation. Okay? So just really quickly, we want to make sure that our group is working towards these two goals. That we're receiving Christ as Lord, that we personally know Christ, we're trusting Christ in everything, we're trusting in all that He is and all that He has done. And then the second is that we live with Christ as Lord, that we're remaining faithful to Him and Him alone. And this means rejecting all other lords, idols, religions, etc. We're trying to push all of that away, and we're allowing Christ to shape our actions and our words and our thoughts and our worldview. We're allowing our old selves to die and to be replaced by the new self that Jesus forms within us. And so as you look at your D group, as you're praying for your D group, ask yourself these two questions. Are your group members receiving Christ as Lord? And are your group members living with Christ as Lord day to day? That's all we got for today. We're going to keep this going week after week. I got a lot of stuff that I would love to share with you. And hopefully this is helpful as you're praying for your group and leading your group. So again, if you have any questions for me, I'm always here for you. Always reach out to me and let me know how I can help. You have my contact information out there. So like I said, I'm available to you whenever you need me. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye.